Okay, let's get into Brachos, Yerushalmi, Daf Yud. We are into the double digits. Tesim Aveis, we'll start with the Gemara, and again, today's Shir and this Masechet Shirim are sponsored by the Elman family, Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Lili Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda bar Bichil, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Rav Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. So we started the second Mishnah here in Maseches Brachas yesterday. We spoke in the first Mishnah about the Zman for Kriyashma of nighttime, and now we get into the Zman Kriyashma of the morning. And the Mishnah said, when is the earliest time and when is the latest time? The earliest time, the Mishnah quoted two opinions. Either Misha Yakir, when one can distinguish between the colors of blue and white, assuming Tchelis is a type of blue, Tchelis a Lavan. There is a machlokes, actually we should mention it, between the Rashi and the Rambam about whether Tchelis is more of a bluish color or a blackish color. Rashi, at the end of Parsha Shlach, says it's the color of the sky as it gets dark. So it's more of a blackish color, while the Rambam seems to say more of a bluish color, and that's a remez, the stripes on talisim that people have, that the minhagim have, that's Rashi Rambam. Right, the black stripes, the blue stripes, but that's the in terms of the color. But either way, the Mishnah says, Tchelis l'lavan, those are two very different colors, and Rabbi Eliezer said the earliest time is between Tchelis and Karsin or Karsi, with two more similar colors. Those are the two times when it starts. And when does it end? So again, two opinions of the Mishnah, either Hanesachama, that's when it ends, or Rabbi Yeshua, Ad Shalosh Shos, that's when the kings wake up. And after that, one could still read the Kriya Shema, Ka'adam, Hakori Batorah. As we said, some of the opinions of the Gemara says, you can still read it and you are mafsi. You are mafsi anything. Even the brachas, one will be able to say after the time, which reflects if that's what the pshat is, as the Gemara and the Babli says, that if I can still say the brachas after the Zman of the Mitzvah, that definitely reflects a topic that we're going to talk about, B'ezras Hashem, more in this Masechta, the type of brachos Birchas Kriya Shema are. Right, we mentioned back in the Akdama on Daf Aleph that Kriya Shema for sure does not get a regular Birchas Mitzvah. There's no Asher Kedishanim B'mitzvot Zivana L'Kriyas Hashma. So what are these brachos? Are these brachos a stand-in or are they different? So if you're able to say the brachos after the Zman of the Mitzvah, then L'Chora, it's not a Birchas Mitzvah. Because how could you say the bracha on a mitzvah if you're not getting the mitzvah? If it's a bracha shavach v'hodah, so then maybe even afterwards they were mesukan as part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema to expand Kriya Shema and maybe to have parallels to each of the parshias through the brachas. But either way, then that would reflect that it wouldn't be a brachas mitzvah. So that's something to think about as we get to the later mishnayos that talk about the brachas. Maybe we'll come back to that issue. One other ha'ara, Rabbeinu Yonah has a beautiful point in on this Mishnah in the Bavli on Dalan Mabez and the Dafi Arif. Rabbeinu Yonah notes that we'll get to that lamaisa. We paskin, as we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch a little bit later, that really after Amud HaShachar one's allowed to daven. The problem is Talis and Tfilin. Talis and Tfilin need what we call here Misha Yakir. Right, but not Kriya Shema, maybe Lechad Chila is later, and they're supposed to have Kriya Shema with Talis and Tefillin on, so that's why, just technically, you know, it's not said earlier. Let's say on Shabbos where there's no Talis, with his Talis, but there's no Tefillin, so maybe that would be a situation where it might come up. But either way, Rabbeinu Yonah says, why are Dafka Talis and Tefillin connected to Re'iyah? Right, out of why Misha Yakir. What is Misha Yakir? We know Zman, and the day starts. When does the day start? As we said yesterday, either it starts at dawn or it starts at night. So you know those are natural phenomena in the world. So that's what you know. Those would be times of boundaries of the days. But Misha Yakir has to do with me, right? Why should Misha Yakir play a role in terms of Zmanei Tefillah or Zman Kriya Shema? It's not something natural that happens in the world. That has to do with me. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because both of those mitzvot have to do with Re'iyah. And that's as we're about to see on the in the daf today, Be'ez Hashem. U're'isem oso, Rabbeinu Yonah says. So it makes a lot of sense that tzitzis is about, goes by Re'iyah, because after all, the Torah talks about u're'isem oso. And tefillin, as he quotes the Gemara in Bavli, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yarmi Mecha V'ro Kalame Aretz. All the nations of the world will see Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yarmi Mecha. And Rabbi Elazar HaGadol says Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh. The Tefillin Shebarosh, that's a reference to that's alluded to in the Pasuk of V'ro'u Kalame Haaretz. So you see, both of the psukim, both of the mitzvahs, tzitzis and tefillin, both have something to do with re'iyah, and that is why Misha Yakir gets in as the zmanim for those mitzvos lamaisa. Because again, otherwise, you think about it, why should Misha Yakir play a role in the zmanim? Okay, so these are the deos in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Keni Masnisa, it's true, the Mishnah is only, we're going to limit the Mishnah, Bein Tchela Sheba Lelavin Sheba. It's not going to be as we think the Mishnah means, between you have two different wools. Tchelas, by definition, Tchelas is blue wool. Blue wool. That's why it says that the certain big parts of the big tikkunah were made out of tchelas. It doesn't just mean the color. Tchelas is not just a color, but it's about a material. Blue wool. That's why midal raisa. The Shulchan Aruch Shita is that only a baguette of wool with woolen strings is chayev da raisa. The Ramah says any begadim in the midst of tzitzis. But the Gemara says that we can't be talking about just two different spools of wool, because that would be that even earlier. Maybe even during the night you'd be able to tell the difference between the two. But it has to be something more fine. And that is, if you have strings, as we know, where are tchela strings and lavan strings on the tzitzis. And therefore, says the Gemara, what the Braisa means is the difference between blue and white and blue let's at least think of that shita, between the blue strings and the white strings that are closer together. And therefore, that's going to be a later time. You have to need more distinguishing ability in order to see that. How many strings are there on tzitzis that are blue? How many strings are white? That we know is a machlokas. We've shown him Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, and Ravid. Rashi and Tosfos both say at the beginning of Perek HaTchelos, they say four and four. Four and four, four blue. Again, in the days with Tchelas, there are many that wear Tchelas today, but it's still a discussion in the Halacha L'maisa. But either way, for sure, when there is a mitzvah of Tchelas, according to everyone, the mitzvah is four and four, according to the Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam says, the Rambam and the Ravid argue whether it's one or two. So it's one, two, or four. Those are the different opinions of how many strings. Let's continue reading a little bit, and then we'll mention a thought from Rav Soloveitchik. Oh, my time in the Rabbanan. So why do the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah, right? We have machlokes. My time in the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say what they say? Ure isem oso minasa machlo, right? Because we have in the Mishnah we have the two opinions, chilas lavan and chilas la karsi. Why do the Rabbanan say ben chilas lavan? Ure isem oso when you see it minasa machlo from what is next to it. By time of Rabbi Lazar, Ureisem Oso, he thinks that to see is to distinguish in a little harder and more intense way. Veshenikar benatzvuin, between two colors that are closer together, that's what he says. Ureisem might be a machlokas, but how do you translate Ureisem? Does Re'iyah mean to see? Does it mean to distinguish? Does it mean to analyze? Right, Re'iyah has different understandings. Right, the first pasuk in Parshas Vayera, right, it says Vayar, Avraham saw and he understood. Re'iyah is also a lashon of understanding. So different opinions how to understand the pasuk. But either way, Re'iyah has to be some type of havdalah. That's what this first charetim says on the top. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Reb Eliezer, Svir lu de risim koi akriyas b'shachris. Fine, va'oso. Lashon mi'ut vehevdel. See it. It in contrast to other things around it. That's the oso, and that's why they discuss how much of a distinguishing do you need. Tani b'shem Rebbe Meir. Ureisem oso. You see it. Ein ksiv kan. Ureisem osa. Ein ksiv kan. It does not say osa. Lashon nekeva, which might be referring to the tzitzis. Tzitzis is Lashon Nekeva. Elo risem oso, see him, that when we see the tzitzis, we see him, capital H. Magid. To teach me. Shekola Makayim. Mesechas Menachos, please. Makayim mitzvah tzitzis, ki ilu makabo panei ashchina. If somebody fulfills, interesting, it doesn't say kol halovesh, kol hamekayim, not just a physical wearing. Right, sometimes we get schar and special credit for certain mitzvahs, not just if you do it physically, but if you appreciate what you're doing it. Remember, we have the Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubis in the Bavli, where the Gemara says, if you walk Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, you get forgiven for all your sins, Mechilas Avonos, and there's Olam Haba, right, every Dalet Amos, the Pnei Yeshua there says, if you appreciate what you're doing, not just if you physically do, you have to appreciate what you're doing in order to be able to partake of the schar. So here, if somebody's mekayim, mitzvah of tzitzis, ki ilu mekabel pnei hashchina, it's as if you're being mekabel pnei hashchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know that? Magid, some take out the next word, Magid, but the famous Chazal, it's a little different here. Maseches Menaches has a little different, and that is, Shatchilas Domer L'Yam, V'Yam Domer La'asavim. Right, the Vilna Gaon takes out this lashon to parallel it to the Bavli, because if when we look at the Tcheles, it reminds us of the color of the sea, and the color of the sea reminds us of the grass, Vasavim Domel Rakia, and the grass reminds us of the sky, Verakia Domet, we'll read our Girsa first, Verakia Domet Le Kisei Akavet, Verakia looks like the Kisei Akavet, God's throne, whatever that means. The Kisei Domel Sapir, and the Kisei Akavet looks like and is made up of sapphire jewels. The Vilna Gaon says, how could like something be higher than the Kisei Akavet? So the Gra changes he flips the Girsa. The Gra here says, no, that the Rakia reminds us of the Sapir, and the Sapir reminds us of the Kisei Akavet, because the Kisei Akavet has to be the highest level. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, by the vision of one of the visions of Yechezkel, Vayarev Yine Al Rakia, Asher Al Rosh Hakruv, Ke'evan, I saw on the rakia, on the top of the kruv, ke'evan, sapir, kemare, dumus, kisei. Again, this does not mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a physical throne, but somehow the colors are inspirational in a way. When you see the color of the sky, I'm inspired by the massiveness and the infinite nature of the Bria, and that leads me to think of the Kisei Akavet. So we know Tzitzis has a lot of power in this regard. So the language here is Mekabel Panei Hashchina. The Gemara in Menaches on Daf Mem Gimel has the other Chazal of this mitzvah reminds us of all other mitzvahs. Reisem Oso. May Avdilei. Look at the Tanya. Reisem Oso. Uzachartem Re'e Mitzvah Zu. Uzachar Mitzvah Acheres Hatuliyabo. Ve'ezah Zu Kriyashma. Right? It connects the Dafka to Kriyashma. Or others. And then let me just read the other line. Uzachartem Le'e Mitzvah Hashem. Shkula Mitzvah Zu. Keneged kol mitzvahs kulan. This mitzvah is shakol keneged all mitzvahs. And then the Brisa in Menachas Mem Gimel quotes that all of these will lead to also kol hazariz b'mitzvah zu zochum akal b'nei hashchina. And it quotes a different source. K'siv hacha uri isem oso v'k'siv hasem et Hashem alakecha tira v'oso sa'avod. Okay, and it talks about the beauty of this of the mitzvah of tzitzit. So it's one of the mitzvah shkulos. It's a shakol keneged kol haTorah kula. Rav Salvechik has a number of points relating to the mitzvah of tzitzis. One of them he talks about, it's printed in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, where he talks about the symbol of the blue and the white, the symbol of the chelas and the lavan. It says the Rav, white symbolizes clarity, symbolizes simplicity, symbolizes understanding. Blue, or green, or black, right, all of those symbolize the mystery and the what's unknown and the challenges. Symbolically, the color white denotes clarity, distinctness, rationality, that which is self-evident, right? Then that's when something is clear to you, you say, right, it's clear, right? Mechuvar, right? The Gemara sometimes says, hadvarim milubanim, the subject is crystal clear, hadvarim mechuvar. Tcheles, in contrast, is the likeness of the seas and the heavens. Tcheles leads us to think about that. What is that? Can we understand? Can we explain everything about the heavens and the Rakia? Focuses our thoughts on the grand mysteries of human experience, which elude our precise understanding. The seas and heavens are boundless and beyond human reach. They encompass the abstract and the transcendent, ultimate values and ends, man's metaphysical quest and his efforts to rise above the self-evident and the temporal. It is this area which remains a perennial enigma, resisting rationalization and quantification. That's Tcheles. Right, and he continues and says, in life, we have tcheles and lavan, not just on our tzitzis. There's a lot, much in life that is lavan, is clear, we understand, and is rational, and we can explain. But then we have periods which are rational, planned, and predictable, when we feel that we have a hold on events. At other times, however, mystery and puzzlement intervene, dislocating the pattern of our lives and frustrating all our planning. And that's the tcheles of our lives. Right? The Rav elsewhere says, you know, there's teiku in the Gemara, and sometimes there's teiku in life. We have to recognize that sometimes there are unanswered questions. That's number one. Number two, the other point to mention, how tzitzis is keneged kol haTorah kula, this is also said by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says this in the end of Shlach, and that is, he connects this to the Tosfos. Tosfos there in Menachos. Tosfos says that the Gemara there discusses what's worse, if you don't wear the white strings, you don't wear the blue strings. So the Gemara says, if you don't wear the white strings, it's worse, because it's much easier to get the white strings. And he says, and the Gemara gives a mashal of a melech. A melech goes to ask servants, you know, go get me something very hard to get. And go get me, haveli chotem sheltit. Go get me some cement. And it tells the other person, go get me a chosem shelzal. Go get me some gold, the signet of gold. So neither of them do their job. Who's going to be he more upset about? He's going to be more upset about the person who didn't get the cement. Because the cement is easier to get than the gold. But Tosfos there says, why dafka a signet of gold and a signet of cement? So the Tosfos connects this to the Gemara in Shabbos Daftun Zayin, that there's something called a kavla da'avda, a signet of an eved, of a servant, that they used to wear that, you know, symbolized that they were an eved, right? Lahavdil, maybe not so lahavdil, that the Star of David that we had to wear in during the war, but that showed us that we were avadim. So the kavla da'avda was a certain type of a signet that the Gemara on Shabbos talks about. Could you wear it on a Shabbos without an Eruv? So says it's implicit in Tosfos already, but the Arachayim HaKadosh expands upon it, and the Rav Salvechik, that tzitz is our kavla da'avda. This is our symbol of avdus. We are avdei Hashem. The tzitzis remind us of all the mitzvahs that we have to do, right? The gematria, right? Zachartem is called mitzvahs Hashem. Revolbi also writes in the mitzvah Shkulos in the Sefer about the mitzvahs of the connected call to our kula. Mitzvahs are strings. Why strings? Because a string is like a life preserver. When somebody is drowning in the world and somebody throws you a rope, you grab onto it and you pull yourself up to shore or to the boat. So that's why tzitzis remind us that every mitzvah is a string that could pull us up and save us from the waves of life. Right? And that is a little bit about tzitzis. Well, the Gemara talks about kilu makabel panei hashchina. We continue back to other opinions in terms of the time. Achir Momrim Urisa Moso Kadeshi Adam Racho Mechadeira Ba'amosu Makiro. Oh, that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right? What's Mishiyakir? If you can recognize your friend from four amos away, again in all natural light. What type of friend? Rav Chisda Amar Bahada Dachir Ma'anu and Makaimin. Right? What type of friend is the Achirim talking about? Ibaragil. If it's a good friend, afilu racho kama chakimle, right? If it's a good friend, then even more than four amos, you'll be able to recognize them because you know their movements, you know how they, you know everything about them. Vim b'sheino raglan. If you don't know them at all, afilu karivle lo chakimle, right? And if they're pretty close, but if they don't know, if it's basically a stranger that you hardly know, then even if he's closer, you're not going to recognize. Elokain anan kaimin. What are we talking about? Baragel b'sheino raglan. Somebody that you're an acquaintance, we might call them. Right, somebody not a best friend and not a total stranger, an acquaintance. Kahuda azale lachsanya, those that come in for a visit, vasilakits, and they come every so often. Right, and therefore that's the a middle type of friend. That's the shir. Fine. Is tanoi tani? There are those tanoim that say other opinions. Bein zev lekelev, bein chamor laarod, between a wolf or a dog, between two types of donkeys. Right, there's also different types, or maybe it means a jackal and a dog. Right, we have a Beit Shemesh here. Sometimes the jackals are pretty similar looking to dogs. So ve'iz tani kedeshi adam rocha mechaver arba amos umakiro. And others say this the shear of Misha Yakir. So huboy meimar, he wants to say as follows. What the Bavli would say basically lema hani tanoi kahani tanoi. Right? This opinion is parallel, so that's what the Yerushalmi is about to do now. We're about to parallel all the opinions that we've just had. Min Damar, remember, Damar is like to Amar. Min Damar ben Ze'ev Lekela ben Chamar La'arod, which are pretty close to each other. Kamin Damar ben Tchelos the Karson. They hold like the second opinion in the Mishnah. Between blue and green, the closer opinion, which is later in the day, in the morning. O min Damar kadeshi adam rachel mechaver arba amos, umakiro, kemin Damar ben Tchelos lelavan. So those two, we'd rather not say there are four different opinions in that time period, so we'll say there are two opinions, two and two. Good. Aval amru, but the Brisa said, mitzvasan im anetzachama, kidei sheyismoch geula letvila. The Brisa continues, but the best time to daven is with the sunrise, kidei sheyismoch geula letvila, so that we connect geula and tvila, right? We say kriyashma right before, and we start the day with the Amida, the Nimsa Mispala Balyom, and it comes out that one is davening by day. Interesting. So this is, the mitzvah bihidura is the daven kivasikin, as it's called, according to this opinion, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Even though technically I could say Kriyashma earlier. Right? So this does relate a little bit to a big topic that comes up often in Halacha, and that is Zrizus versus mitzvah bihidura. Right? If I have a chance to do a mitzvah earlier, or later with more hidur, right? Which wins? Does Rizus mean Rizus Makdim LaMitzvahs? That's a principle we learn from Avraham Avinu. Or later, right, comes up Kiddush Levana. That's where it's discussed. I see the moon. I could do Kiddush Levana tonight, but it's Wednesday. I'm not wearing Shabbos clothes. But I can wait till Motzei Shabbos, and I'll be wearing Shabbos clothes. So the poskim say, as long as it's not the winter and it's not the last few days, maybe you should wait. Should wait till Motzei Shabbos. So you do it, because Kiddush Levana is also, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, is Makal Panei Ashchina. Right? So maybe you should wait to wear Shabbos clothes. So what example of Zrizus versus Mitzvah Bidura? Also comes up sometimes, Bris Milah. Right? You're going to have a Bris Milah at 6 o'clock in the morning, right after the first minyan. Zrizus Makdim LaMitzvahs. But nobody's going to be there. Right? So maybe if you do it a little later, then maybe more people will come. Maybe is that Barovam Hadras Melech? Not exactly Behidura, but again, another element, Zrizus versus other values. So here clearly, right, Mitzvah Behidura, Smichas Gula Tfila at Fasikin beats Zrizus, because that's really the ultimate time of doing it. Amar B'Zirava, not Amar's Taima. I say the Taima. Remember, Tam in Yerushalmi often means the source, right? My Taima, and what's the source? Yiru Chaim Shemesh, the Pasuk in Tehillim, that they will fear you with the sun. Yira'ucha im shemesh. And that means, the Pnei Moshe says, Mo ra'acha. Right? How do they fear you? How do we show our fear of heaven? That's davening. Or the Charedim says, Klomar hatfila. Dechziv ivdu as Hashem biyira. Right? We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fear, in awe. Yira'ucha im shemesh. And that's the Pasuk, right? With the sun. And that is the morning Vasikin. What is the question? What about, some point out, is it mincha? This is not our topic now, but let's just foreshadow. Beth Hashem, what will come up later. Does this apply in the afternoon too? Yerucham Shemesh, you should have a mincha as late as you can. Right? Yerucham Shemesh with the sun in the morning and the sun in the night. A discussion whether mincha gedol or mincha katana, which is the chachila. Seems to be a machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam. But the Rambam seems to say the later is lechadchila mincha ketana. That seems to be a Rashi like that in brachas, while the Torah seems to say mincha gedol. Okay, Amar Mar Ukva, havasikin hayu mashkimin v'karinosa. The vasikin used to get up early, mashkimin, and read it kedish yisbuchu la tefilasa, so that they could connect it to their tefila im haneitz achama with the nates. What is Mar Ukva teaching me? So the Sefer Charedim says, Ma'urkva is arguing on everything, all the shittas we've said already. What does that mean? Many of the shittas that we've said until now, right, what do we have in the Mishnah? When's the earliest time to say Kriya Shema? Mishiyakir this, Mishiyakir that. Or we just said, to say it before Netzachame in order to have Shmona Esrei right after Vasikin. Said the Sefer Charedim, I think Ma'urkva is arguing. And he says, no, Kriya Shema has to be after sunrise. After sunrise. Those that are mashkimin say it earlier. But we had a lashon before that mashkimin is not good. Remember we had the anshei mishmar. The language of the brisa was, hakorim anshei mishmar lo yatsa. Anshei mishmar mashkimin hayu. Right? They say it early. And says the charedim, lakach nira, demar ukva balomar, deles helchazok achal hanach tanoi, demas nisun ubrisa, demakdim in mishayakir. Mar Ukva is saying that we don't paskin like all of those opinions that say it earlier. The gamlo kivasikin, not even kivasikin. The ma'achring sas. Ela ikers manal haschil be'eis haneis v'kodem lo yatsa. The Charedim says, after. V'chein kasu utosas perak shlishi di yuma v'shem rabbeinu tam. De'en alecha kivasikin. Mikoach sta mishnah. So, there are a number of opinions in the Rishonim that Kriya Shema is after. That's why there are those that are machmir, that even those that daven kivasikin, which is behidura, that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, not like this. We paskin the best thing to do is to say it kivasikin right beforehand. But there are those that are machmir to repeat Kriya Shema afterwards in order to be yotzei these deos, like the Charedim says. Well, one other har I wanted to mention, Yeruchim Shemesh. There's there's an emphasis to daven with the sun, whether it's the morning or night. It could be that this is also related to the fact that the roots of Avodah Zarah were focused on the sun. That the sun was something that right when the sun came up, you dive into the sun. We're diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment when the sun's coming up. So it's like not a lahachas, but an anti. Dafka at the time when the sun is coming up and one might think that is a god and that is in charge, we dafka use that moment and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. Right, by Kiddush Levana, right? The poskim say you're supposed to look at the moon, but not daven towards the moon. Because nobody should think that we're davening towards the moon, so look away. But dafka, we go out to the moon and recognize that it's a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Bir Halacha quotes, the Minhag to say Aleinu again after Kiddush Levana. Why did we repeat Aleinu? We just said Aleinu 2 minutes ago. What are we saying Aleinu for? Right? So nobody thinks that we're davening to the moon. So right afterwards, Aleinu l'shabeach l'Adon HaKol. Right? So even though we're not even facing it, but we should also acknowledge it with our words. Tani, we continue now. Tani, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa she'idim alech baderech. I was once walking on the road. Acharei, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Acharei Rabbi Akiva, until behind these great rabbis. Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, Vayu asukin b'mitzvahs, and they were involved in mitzvos. What were they involved in? Says the Sefer Charedim, Klomar, on the top. She'ahochel l'pidyon shvuyim. They were going to redeem captives. That was much more common, Rachmana Litzlan, in those days. Ola Esek Chasen V'Kala. They were going to help them make a wedding, maybe collect money for a Chasen V'Kala, or they were going to a wedding. Vayosu Mitzvahs V'Yigi Onas Kriyashma. And the time for Kriyashma came. Vayisi Savur Shemen Esyashim Kriyashma. They didn't say Kriyashma, and I was like, what are they doing? I thought they were Nisyaish Mi Kriyashma. Why? The Charedim says Osik B'Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah. I thought they were also saying mitzvahs. They weren't saying kriyishma. Remember the Mishnayos later on in brachas. If you're in the middle of kvura and you have the patur, v'charisi v'shanisi. So I said it myself because I wasn't involved in the mitzvah. I was just following them. V'yachar kach hiskilu. But then they started v'chaim. But then they said it afterwards. I didn't realize they just like skipped the ultimate time, the earlier time. But they said it later before the zman finished. And our gersa is a kvar ha'isachama al rashi haharim. And the sun was already al rashi haharim. I mean, what does that mean? So the Charedim says that this is a raya that maybe the Zman is after Vasikin. Is after Vasikin, because when they said it was red, the sun was ready, the rays of the sun were already out on the mountains. Right? Says the Charedim Dahainu Hanei Tzachama, Vasipe Rabbi Yehuda Zelo Lamdenu, Dedasar Wazaman Azai Rabbi Kiva, the Zman Kriyash Madavka, Bahanets Velo Kodem. Not before, and again, this relates to how the Charedim understood Mar Ukva in the previous Gemara as well. Interesting that the Asukin Mitzvahs, it doesn't say that they were learning Torah. Had to be another mitzvah. Asukin Mitzvahs. Right? Why? Because we know the Osik Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, which is a fascinating discussion. We've had Shiurim about this in the past. You would think Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest, most intense, important mitzvah. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And yet, it's the only mitzvah where we don't apply the principle of Osei B'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. You're learning Torah, you don't have to do other mitzvahs. What do you mean? Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. So, no, this seems to be a Gemara Maseches Markatan. This is the Feirish. If it's a mitzvah, she'efshar la'asos al-yedei acherim, mitzvah that someone else could do, so then fine, somebody else could do it if there's a choice between the two. But if it's a mitzvah, she'efshar la'asos al-yedei acherim, so then I have to stop learning. The question is, why is that? If osik b'mitzvah, why osik b'torah eno patur ben mitzvah? There's a Rambam that seems to apply it in a different way in Hilchas Ishus, but that's not for now. Adonai Tzachamas, now we get to the ending time. When's the ending time of Kriyashma? Adonai Tzachama was the first opinion in the Mishnah. Reb Zvadia, Bereid Reb Yaakov Bar Zavdi, I don't know if that was connected to, they named after an ancestor, but a little bit different, Zvadia and Zavdi, B'shem Reb Yona, Kadesh Tehei Achama Mitavtefes Al Rashi Haharim. Right, when the sun's rays are dripping, Mitavtef, on the mountains. Right, there are different, even within Neis Achama, there are different shitas about what is Hanetz HaChama mean. Does it mean Neitz when it first above the horizon, when it's Neitz HaChama or Neitz HaNireh? Different opinions sometimes you see. How many degrees under or over the horizon? Different opinions on the Luachs. Exactly how to determine sunrise. Rabbi Yishua Omer Ad Shalosh Shos. Rabbi Yidi Rav Amnuna Rav Ada Bar Acha B'Shem Rav. Halacha K'Rabbi Yishua B'Shochech. The halacha is like Rabbi Yishua. Meaning up until the third hour, if you forgot, B'shocheach, if one didn't say Kriyashma earlier. Rav Huna Amar, Trein Amaran, Chad Amar B'shocheach, one of them says B'shocheach, where he forgot to say it earlier. Megiv Lechavre, his friend turns to him and he reacts. V'chiesh halacha B'shocheach? What, this is only about a Shocheach? Right, would the Mishnah just say this by Shocheach? Kachi halacha, no, that's the halacha, even L'chadchila. It's not a B'di'evet. It's even lechadchila until Shalosh Shos. V'lam Amar B'shocheach, Kedei She'adam Mizariz Atzba'at Smol L'Krosa Bonasa. It emphasizes that you should say it earlier. But really, afterwards is okay as well. It's not a total B'di'evet. Period. Taman Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos says there, if you remember, that we're not supposed to start doing things close to Mincha time, within a half an hour of Mincha, because we might get carried away. And distinguishes between hitchil be'isser and hitchil be'heter. So if one is hitchil be'isser, says the Mishnah, mafsigin lekriyishma. You still have to stop for kriyishma. You have to stop in order to say kriyishma. Ve'in mafsigin letfila, but one does not have tfila. If one is involved, remember the case is there, getting a haircut or eating a meal. What's the difference? Why would one be mafsik for kriyashma and not for tefillah? Three differences between tefillah and kriyashma given. Each one of these is very important. Amar Vacha, kriyashma dvar Torah, tefillah ain't a dvar Torah. As we had earlier, sounds like kriyashma is a mitzvah da'araisa, tefillah is not a mitzvah da'araisa. Ayin, Rambam, Ramban, discussion we had earlier about the mitzvah of tefillah, da'araisa, d'rabanan. This daya obviously holds that tefillah is the Rabbanan. How else would you be able to understand this line of the Gemara? Maybe it means zmanei kriyashma are da'oraisa, while zmanei tefillah are the Rabbanan. Maybe the Rambam can't even understand this line. Tefillah is da'oraisa, but when you have to daven tefillah, that the Rambam says beferish, right? All the details about tefillah are Rabbanan. When and what and how. So that's the Rabbanan. So maybe that's how the Rambam understands. This Gemara isn't just saying about the mitzvah. It's talking about, do you have to stop? Do you have to stop and say it? So maybe that's the issue. Number one, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. Number two, Amar Rabbi Ba, Kriyashma Zmana Kavua. Tfila Ein Zmana Kavua. Maybe that daya is saying what I just said. And according to they have to understand the difference. If the Rama holds that the first day is understanding, like I just said it, so you have to understand what the difference is. Look at the Charedim. Amar Rebbe Ba, Teretz Acherhu, V'ein Lomar, the Savar, the Shtei and Drabanan. You don't have to say they hold, this day holds that they're both Drabanan. Dim King Kasha, Echigarmet, Tfilin, Zman Kavua, Ha'if Chatanan, Tfilah Shachar Chatzos, Tfilah Zman V'chulu, Tfilah has a Zman. El Akarchin, Savar, the Shtei and Daraisa. This opinion holds that both are mitzvahs Daraisa. Kiddikas of our Rambam, like the Rambam says, right? The Charedim says the first day holds Araisa Darabana. The Rambam does not hold like that day, right? This opinion holds that they're both Daraisa. The Kasav Nami Aravsham, the Ein L'Tfilah Zman Kavua Min HaTorah, as I just explained, right? The Zmani Tfilah Darabanan. Elak Shi Yispala Pamachas B'chol Esrim Arba Shos Bayom Yasi Dechovas Tfilah. If you daven one time within every 24-hour period, Yasi Dechovas Tfilah Min HaTorah El Darabanan Kavul Zman Darabanan Ur Kavay Zman V'tiklu Shalosh Tfilos. But it says b'shachmecha uv'kumecha, which is a zman, which is mida oraisa. That's Rebbe Ba. So the first day of the oraisa derabanan. Second day of zman kavua ain zman kavua. Am Reb Yosi, kriyashma ain tzricha kavana. Tfila tzricha kavana. What does that mean? Kavana. You don't need kavana for kriyashma. You don't need kriyashma for. You don't need kavana for so much of kriyashma. Right, all the different dayas that we have in the Bavli also, the first pasuk, the first three psukim, the first parsha, but it's shorter, and therefore making him stop is not going to, so to speak, impinge so much on what you're doing, and then you can stop for a little bit and say it. Or, if we make you stop, you're not going to have so much kavana anyway, because you're going to be still thinking about what you're doing. But again, kriyashma doesn't require as deep kavana, so therefore one can do it. But tefillah would require more, so therefore it would be impossible for you to do it. Amar Rebbe Mani, Kashyasa Kumi Rebbe Yosi. I asked the question to Rebbe Yosi. Vafilu tamer kriyashma nesricha kavana. Even if you want to say it doesn't need kavana, shlosh psukim rishonim nesricha kavana. But you need some kavana for the first couple of psukim. Min go de'inun tzivchar, since it is small, mechavein, a person will be able to be mechavein in that way, just for kriyashma. So the pashas of this Gemara is that it's a quantity issue. Quantity issue. Ein tzricha kavana means you don't need so much kavana for kriyashma, right? Less. And tefillah requires more. It also might be reflecting a different type of kavana. And this, I think, we mentioned earlier already. And that is, kriyashma, we're always in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, we're always davening. But Amida has a more intense type of kavana when we daven, right? And that's what we spoke about, the two types of tefillah. Reb Chaim mentioned it, but already, it's already in the Rishonim, it's already in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch of Simin Tzadiches says, in the first line, Simin Tzadiches is the Simin about kavana in davening. Tzarech sheyeh lo kavana betfilaso. Says the Shulchan Aruch, HaMispalo tzarech sheyeh chavim belibo pirush hamilos. There it is. Know what the words mean and know that you're standing in front of God. So that's what is required for Amida. Kriyashma, halachically might have a different type of kavana, and that's what the Gemara might mean here. But either way, three chilukim between Kriyashma and Fila. B'ez Hashem, we will continue next time with more about these topics.